This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new guest, and I'm super excited to have him on my show. I guess you could say they came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago. Our executive producer found the company, reached out to them. We're talking no other than Guyana Goldstrike, Inc. They trade on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol GYA. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GYNAF. With us today is the president and CEO of that company, going to bring us up to speed, bring us up to date of what they've been doing behind the scenes, no other than Peter Brodusko. Peter, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, you've done a really nice job on your intro. We're a publicly traded company. We trade on the TSX Venture Exchange in Canada under the symbol, as you said, GYA. Basically, we're an advanced junior explorer, and as you've noted, we are currently involved with a project called the Maruti Gold Project, and this is in Guyana, South America, Guyana being G-U-Y-A-N-A, not to be confused with Guyana or any other countries. So we've been involved in this project for about 2 years, and we are excited about it. It's been progressing very nicely for us. I think our timing actually for this interview has been is good, as we've had some steady, really exciting, good news flow that's been coming out from us over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I know. The news that I read that you guys are sitting on like 259,000 ounces of gold at one of your properties. Give us the short-term plans with the development of the Maruti Gold Project, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, our short-term plans are is to really put the project in a position where it can be fully developed to its potential. This project has had some past producers, and they've fallen short in terms of really exploiting the full potential of the mineralization on this property. As of today's date, under 5% or just 5% of the property really has been explored. And like you said, 250,000-300,000 ounces in 43-101 compliant resource estimate we have already on the property, and that's just from within that 5%. And what we want to do over the next 12 to 18 months is really give the exploration a steroid shot, if you will, and really look at this other 95%. And start to explore this other area. And we believe that then the full merits of this project will really stand out. We can get, north of, hopefully all going well with our exploration, north of 1 million or 2 million ounces can be the potential, considering where we're starting from, with the 250,000 ounces, as you stated.
You know, a lot of the OTC companies and TX venture companies are startup companies. They have a hard time with cash flow, basically putting the right money in the right place to actually explore. But you guys raised some funds from two companies. I think the investment was around $3.2 million. Can you bring us up to speed how that came to fruition and what you're going to do with that money?
Yeah, in the spring of this year, we were fortunate enough to raise $3.2 million through the Zijin Global Funds, and it was actually two funds. There was the exploration fund, where a portion of the funds came in, and their advanced or producer fund as well. So we had the benefit of actually tapping into the dollars from both funds. And Zijin Mining, for those listeners that aren't aware, is the largest gold-producing company in China, and one of the largest mining companies in the world. Current market cap of Zijin Mining group is $18 billion. So, this is the right partner with the right bank backing and the potential to continue to support us and finance our exploration needs as we move forward. It's really put the onus on us to do our job in terms of fulfilling the merits of this property and showing that it does have the exploration potential here to go north of a million plus ounces.
So the project that you're working on, Guyana, down there in South America, what's the next catalyst? Where are we going from? I'm sure that you've done a 43-101. Do we farm that out, or are we going to bring it up out of the ground ourselves?
Yeah, so right now we're involved right in the middle of a trenching program. And again, this trench program is just within this 5%. We identified 8 or 9 areas of interest that still haven't been properly explored within this area. And so our trenching program has been quietly going about doing some good work, and we've been getting some good results in identifying mineralization in a couple of these areas. And we're going to continue to trench as we move into the summer and into the fall. From that trenching, then we're going to take that data, look at some of the legacy data when we acquired the project, and then we're going to identify drill targets, and then we'll be moving into a drill program. And the goal here, obviously, again, is to go from where we currently are, 250,000, 300,000 ounces resource, into a much higher resource. And you do that by initially doing really good trenching work, and then following that up with successful drilling. And it's the drill targets. It's picking the right drill targets. Targets will put us in a position then to update a 43-101, and hopefully have a larger resource estimate with our mineralization.
And the zone that we're targeting, is that the Mazola Hill zone?
There'll be a number of zones. So historically, there's two zones that have mineralization to date. That's the Maruti North Zone and the Mazoa Hill Zone that you just mentioned. And now, because of our initial successes with our trenching here, we're opening up other areas. So it could be quite plausible that when we get to a point where we're updating our resource estimate, there may be multiple zones that we're looking at beyond the initial two here.
My guest today is Peter Brodusko. He is the president and CEO of Guyana Gold Strike. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol GYA. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GYNAF. Peter, while I got you here on the line, what's going on with the Aurora deposit?
Yeah, this is Guyana Goldfields, and they've recently gone into production. Guyana Goldfields, if you will, are you can say they're the poster boy for mining in Guyana. This is a company that trades with generally a $5 stock. I haven't checked the last week or so. Market cap of just under $1 billion, and successfully taking the Aurora project deposit into a producing mine now. And this mine has got some good lakes for a number of years, and they'll be producing some good gold from the mine. And if anything, we like to model ourselves after them. We believe that we have the same sort of humble beginnings that Guyana Goldfields has had, and with the right type of exploration and financing partners like Zijin, that we'll be in a great position to grow in a similar manner that Guyana Goldfields has grown over the last number of years.
You know, speaking of market cap, your market cap's only $15.7 million. Your stock's around 24, 25 cents. What's so unique about your company? If I was listening to this interview, why should I go out and buy your stock?
I think there's a number of reasons for that. You want to be involved in a company that is active and adding value to their assets, and so that's a check mark. We're very active. You can go onto our website, and our website's guyanagoldstrike.com. And you'll see that we've been very very prominent in the news, putting out basically about a news release a week regarding our trenching and what we're doing. So that activity is money that's being spent in the ground and adding value to our asset. And when you're adding value to your asset, that generally should reflect in the growth of your market cap. And you mentioned accurately that our market cap right now, $15 million or so, it's a very, very small market cap. And so what that potentially says to an investor that if this company is doing the right type of work, and if this company is adding the right type of value to their project, what will that mean to their market cap? Well, that market cap should go from $15 million to a lot larger number. And in the business that we're in, it's reasonable to have a market cap of, you know, 100, 200, 300 million-dollar market cap and position yourself and your project potentially to be bought out by a mid-tier or a large company, or maybe even Guyana Goldfields for that matter. Or you put yourself in a great position to do a substantial financing and put the project into production. And maybe preempting you here in terms of the question is, well, which one would you rather? You know what? It's always great to be in a scenario where you can sell your company to a larger company. That's great. Doesn't happen all the time. So we're always prepared to move ourselves into a situation where we're mining the project as well, especially when you have a just a premier, unique project like this. They don't come around very often.
Peter, that was very well said. I want to thank you for coming on my show today. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 to 50 days and give us an update. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I think we really captured the key elements. We're the market cap is just right, I think, right now. You can definitely go to our website, GuyanaGoldStrike.com, and there's a lot of information that you'll be able to find on our website. And I just encourage the viewers and the listeners to just spend time in doing their research and look for those opportunities where the money's being spent in the ground and there's attention and determination in growing that asset that's in the ground. And that's going to should lead to a good return on investment.
Peter, thank you very much for your time. You can always come back anytime you want to on the show.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. Pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.